to Comic Talk Today for Thursday, June 28, 2018. And yes, it's Thursday, and that means it's time for a guest to join me, provide me with some comic book therapy. This week, my guest is Colin Lawler, who's got an amazing Kickstarter called Spirits, the Soul Collector. I've read quite a bit of this book. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and of course, I'm backing it. I hope you will listen to this interview and enjoy what Colin has to say about the book, what I have to say about the book, and pledge on the book, because I think it's really fantastic. It's an all-ages fantasy story in the vein of, like, Bone with a little bit of artistic stylings from Miyazaki. I really, really love what I saw. I hope you'll check it out. Thanks for listening. And here's Colin. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Where are you, by the way?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out. I saw you went to the Savannah School, and I was like, oh, I wonder if he's in Georgia.
No, I only went to college there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not even from remotely near there.
That's cool. Are you from Portland?
No, not originally. Originally Connecticut, but went to high school in New Jersey, and that's still where my folks and my brother and his family live.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so that's where I go back for the holidays, that sort of thing. But no, SCAD was one of the only schools that offered comics as a degree.
Yeah.
It was that, SVU, and then I think some other school, maybe in Milwaukee or something. I don't know. I don't remember now. But, you know, Savannah was further from home, so I went there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, SCAD's pretty well known too, you know, so it makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And at the time it was cheaper. I mean, probably both living and the cost of tuition going to Savannah, even though it was like 1,000 miles away.
Sure.
Yeah. But I did end up going for animation instead. I don't know what I was doing.
Hey, Savannah's a nice little town though.
It is. It's cleaned up a lot. It's gotten much nicer. I went back a few years ago for a wedding.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, they've done quite a bit since I was here.
Yeah, it seems like, I'm in the South. I'm in South Carolina. I grew up in New York though, so, it's kind of been a thing down here where they're just like gentrifying a lot of the more rundown areas.
Yeah.
Cause the South is like, the Southeast is really growing very quickly, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
they kind of have to, do what they can to keep the money flowing.
Right.
So it makes sense. No, that's cool. So what have you been doing since you left, SCAD?
Oh, geez. That's a long answer. I guess the short of it would be, I kind of bounced around quite a bit, trying to figure out what I was doing, both job-wise and location-wise. And I kind of landed up doing freelance graphic design and web design. And then I slowly rolled that into doing freelance illustrations and animations. And then eventually was like, if I'm going to do comics, I have to do it myself. Like, I can't just continue to, like, submit my portfolio and wait for somebody, you know,
that sort of.
So... that's pretty much where I'm at now, I guess. Just making my own comic and figuring out how to sustain it.
So you started doing Spirits on Webtoons, right?
Sort of. So we first put out the first 30 chapters, or the first 30 pages, rather. It was two chapters of Spirits. It was black and white. We ran a Kickstarter campaign. And that year we went to probably like a dozen, conventions, and it was, I think, almost exactly a year after, we had released the comic, that Webtoons found us at a special edition, which was a convention run by Reed Pop. They only did 2 years. It was a great little show. I loved it. It had more of a, like, a collector's feel to it. A lot of, more of, like, the comic fans versus it being just, like, an entertainment festival, which a lot of times they can feel like.
Sure.
But, so it's kind of a funny story because I didn't find this out until very recently that the director of content was the one that, like, handed us a card And I looked at it. I'm like, the front is English. On the back, it's in Korean. I go to their site, and it's just free content. And I'd never heard of them before. So I like look at it. I'm like, I'll hold on to the card, but I don't know if I'm going to call these guys. And then like a month later, we were in San Diego for San Diego Comic-Con. We're just tabling at an event outside, so I didn't even get to go in. And so we're looking at events outside that were happening, and Webtoon had like a huge display. They had rented out a bar close by. They're giving out free drinks if you just downloaded the app, that sort of thing.
No kidding.
And we walk in, and 5 seconds later, Tom, the director of content, walks past and goes, and I was like, hey man, are you still interested in spirits? He's like, yeah, definitely. Let's talk. And I was like, you guys are serious. He's like, yeah. I was like, do you pay? He's like, yeah, that's what I meant by publish. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know how this industry works yet. and so it took a little while because I ended up redrawing those first 30 pages. And they really pushed hard to for me to color it. Because they're like, look, we know you can color. Like, either you're just being lazy or, like, you're going to get a wider appeal of the audience if you have
things. Sure.
So it's like, okay. And they're like, especially for the subject matter being an all-ages fantasy. And so, yeah, we've been doing that for a while. We had it last year, our first season for, it was 6 months. It probably ended in April. And we needed time to write and work on the second season because we wanted to do longer episodes. Our fans were calling for it. Webtoons was calling for it. And we knew we needed to give them that. And so this year, the first season, which is now, we're printing it. We're trying to raise money through Kickstarter. That was 176 pages. And we're halfway through season two. I think I'm already well over 120 pages.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so Spirits the Soul Collector is our first like major story arc of the Spirits verse that we're kind of creating, and that will probably conclude, I want to say, in season three. And so we'll probably do the similar formula of when we release the third season, we'll do a Kickstarter for the second season and that sort of stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. I don't even know how I found the Kickstarter, to be honest with you. I was browsing something and somehow I ended up on Kickstarter and I backed the project and Spirits came up and I was like, okay, this looks interesting. So I clicked on it and I saw the video and just like I immediately pledged, and that's not something I normally do.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I was really impressed because I don't normally do Kickstarters. I think a lot of people have been burned in the past, and I've had pretty good luck. I think I've done like maybe half a dozen Kickstarters and they've all come out on time. There's a few guys that do recurring Kickstarters, and so whenever they do a new project, I'll back them. But whenever I see something that I haven't heard of, I'm kind of weary about it. But you know,
yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, our first Kickstarter, we were bad at getting the rewards out. It was mainly, we didn't know what we were doing, and so in our heads, oh, if we offer more, people are going to be more inclined to, like, us at whatever tier. And then we had all these ridiculous stretch goals, and then when it finished, I was like, oh man, now I gotta draw all this stuff. Yeah. We have to design it, we have to place the orders, we have to wait for them to get back to us. You know, it ended up becoming so much more of a process than I expected. And even to this day, we still have some like the t-shirts and stickers and random things that we have from that I just sometimes hand out, you know?
Yeah.
And this time, we're like, no, we're going to keep it simple. It's going to be the book. It's going to be prints. Like, I do all my prints anyways that I bring to conventions. And so those are nice and easy for me to do. And then that way, yeah, we're not collecting stickers and hoodies. And, man, we just had such a long list. And when I asked around, people were like, oh, you should do enamel pins. I'm like, yeah, no.
No, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, I'm glad you learned that. I have noticed that. And, you know, I'm sure it works for some people where like, okay, I'm okay with pitching like an extra $10 if they give me a shirt or the pin or whatever. Yeah. I don't really go on there to get that stuff. You know what I mean? Like I want a physical copy of these books.
Right, right. And I think that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's the reason why we're doing the Kickstarter, you know. Sure, it'd be great if you're wearing our t-shirt, but we've been working on this comic. We want to print this comic. This is how much it costs, you know? And I think adding on all those extras just, it makes things more complicated. Yeah. But you do also have to offer higher tiers. And that's what we realize is nobody's just going to back our Kickstarter for $200 for a $20 book unless we're giving them something worth $200 additionally, you know?
Sure, sure. Well, which, I mean, your $200 tier is pretty nice. You've got the watercolor painting.
Yeah, and yeah. So we've got three sizes there just to make sure we have, like, yeah, if people want to throw money at us.
Yeah, you there know, you go.
I'll hey. Throw some.
I got to tell you that I was looking through your website the other day, and you draw probably the most beautiful Sandman I've ever seen.
Thank you. That's it. Have you read Overture? Because that's...
Oh, well, yeah, Overture's pretty damn good. You're right about that.
Okay.
But, you know, that's different, though. That's like people on the yeah. book, right? So you expect it to be just absolutely brilliant.
Thanks, yeah.
But, yeah, I was looking through it, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, he's got some prints on here, and then I saw the original art, and I was like, wait, there's a Sandman there. I might need to get that.
Oh, shit, that's still on there. I got to pull that off.
Dang it.
I was recently at a show. I provided artwork for a high school, like orchestra, and they're like, you can come by a table, it'll be fine. I was like, okay, it's, you know, it's local, it's by here.
Sure.
And, so I'm there and there's this couple going through my artwork and they are eating up. They love it. And they fall in love with the Sandman. It was, you know, Dream and Death. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I think we're going to get these. I was like, okay. I was like, are you a big fan of Sandman? And they're like, no, what is this from?
Oh, wow, really? Oh,
okay, well, it was Neil Gaiman's big comic. He went for a while. Have you read any Neil Gaiman? They're like, no. I was like, okay. And so I sat there for probably the next 20 minutes trying to explain Sandman, Neil Gaiman, and like the Gaiman that he kind of has created. And like, I was just not going to let these people buy this without understanding. And they're like, yeah, we need to check this stuff out. I was like, yes, you do.
Wow, that's awesome.
Talk about like, oh, we're going to frame it, put it above like maybe in the bedroom or something. And I was like, sure, yeah, this is crazy.
No kidding. And they didn't even know who it was. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, you've got some really great stuff on there. I saw the you have a Leonardo on there that I really like. There's a little Ewok that's freaking awesome.
Thank you.
There's a lot of great stuff on there. I'm curious to know like what your artistic inspirations are, because I see a lot of things. When I first saw the trailer for the Kickstarter, I was like, okay, it's almost like I don't know if you're familiar with the Boondocks, but it reminded me a little bit of the Boondocks.
Sure, I get that a lot.
Do you? Yeah.
Especially old main character with a big afro, you know.
Oh, that's probably what it is, right? I think Will looks like he could be straight out of the Boondocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there's some like Miyazaki on there. Definitely like a lot of the prettier anime style, I would say.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I love Miyazaki stuff, and even some of the themes of like Princess Mononoke or yeah. Spirited Away, like some of those things definitely come through. And I mean, I could probably go through maybe even panel by panel being like, okay, this was inspired by here. This is inspired by here. But I guess for like bigger core influences was definitely, Jeff Smith with Bone.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was my favorite comic growing up, and
what a coincidence.
Yeah, his line work blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know, 15-year-old me trying to do that was not working. It just didn't make sense. And then it wasn't until years later finding, like, Scotty Young that was a lot, like, loose, and I was like, okay, like, I think I could figure out how to do this way a little bit more than, like, because I actually have a little bit of a shaky hand. And so I always had hesitation with it, like, especially inking. And then it wasn't until, like, oh, if I just keep practicing, I can get to that, like, smooth, elegant Jeff Smith level.
Right. No, that makes sense. I'm glad you brought that stuff up too. I read the first 19 chapters, I guess, on Webtoons. So that's what, season one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's season one. So 20. So, originally for season one, we wanted to get to episode 20, but we didn't. We were burnt out by that point. We were pumping out episodes per week. And, yeah, so we kind of ended it there, but we are including 20 in the book for the Kickstarter.
Fair enough. But, Nora reminded me a lot of when they do, the flashback scenes for Grandma Ben in Bone, like when she was the badass, like, warrior princess, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, like this, it, like that whole beginning of it reminded me so much of Bone.
I was like, oh, this might be, look too much like Bone at times.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that. I bought the a collected edition of Bone, I don't know, like 15 years ago now. And I still have it. And I read it like every single year. So, you know, if that's something that you're imitating, there is nothing wrong with that. Because that book is freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, I've got a very tattered copy on my bookshelf.
Have you ever met Jeff?
Yes.
Did you?
Sort of, yeah. So our first year with Spirits, after the Kickstarter, when we had like the 30 pages, we were at Boston Comic Con and he was going to be there. And I was like, I need to meet him or just something, you know, like, and he never showed up early. So it wasn't, and like I had to be at my table, and so there was never like, oh, like there's Jeff Smith, I can run and talk to him, you know? Because once the doors opened up, there was a huge line, you know? And so I was like, I can't wait in line for 2 hours just to like, what, hand him my comic, like maybe buy something for him to sign. Like I'm not that. Like the fact, like I wish I'd brought my book, like my copy that's tattered, you know, to be like, hey man, sign this. Like this is the copy I love, you know, that sort of thing. But I was sitting there, I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm gonna go give him a copy of my comic. And so I walk up and I cut the line entirely. like I just tapped the guy on the shoulder and was like, excuse me, man. And so I was like, Jeff, I've been a huge fan of your work. You're a major inspiration. I threw the copy down. I was like, this is a copy of my first comic. And I was expecting like that to be it. And like, I need to run away now. And he's like, hey, this is your first comic? I'm like, yeah. He's like, congratulations. I was like, thank you. And the guy that I cut in line turns and shakes my hand. He's like, great job. I was like, wow, this is a great moment.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You should have got him to sign it, dude.
I felt bad enough as it was, like cutting it, but, I don't know. So he has my work, maybe. I don't know. He might have just tossed it. I've gotten random comics sitting behind the table, and every once in a while I do read them, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know.
Oh man, that's funny. See, I've never been to a con where Jeff was at, so I don't know if he's still even doing cons, at least not down here.
That frequently.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I think he's from Ohio or something.
Is he? See, so then I would figure he would go to like C2E2 because we try to go there every year.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've seen
C2E2 could be great. But maybe it's just too big for him. I don't know.
That's possible, yeah. But you know, the good thing about C2E2 though is it's still, even though it's huge, it's still a comic convention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it is huge.
They'll have, like actors and stuff come in and do signings or whatever, but I don't think people that go to that convention really care too much about that stuff. They go for the comics.
I don't know what celebrities really show up at C2E2.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, cause I know with other ones you're like, oh, okay, so and so is gonna be here. I mean, Stan Lee was there this year, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he everyone at this point?
He is.
And everyone's his last one.
Yeah.
They make that announcement. But there's a lot of artists I know that, like, C2E2 is like their big one they like to do because it's not as crazy as New York, or San Diego. And it's like a great middle ground because it's still a major convention.
Yeah.
It's actually been for me one of the better conventions for like networking and meeting people. It's a fun convention.
I've noticed that like Marvel and DC always have, they actually look at portfolios there. Whereas at other cons that they go to, they don't always do that.
Right.
I found that pretty interesting.
Yeah, I had one of the Marvel guys come by my table at C2E2. And I did like a couple samples I sent to him. I'm, you know, still waiting on that. But
sure.
other publishers, it does seem like publishers go there and will walk around because it's not that busy. While New York, I've never had a major publisher walk past my table.
I think in New York, it's kind of hard to walk through, right? It gets so jam-packed in there.
Yeah, and they're busy. You know, they're there to sell their stuff or do their thing or network with specific people. They're not necessarily there just like, oh, I've got some time to kill. I'll wander through Artist Alley and check out fresh stuff, you know?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that makes total sense. If one of those guys approached you, though, what would be a book that you would love to do?
Oh, wow.
Like, C.B. Cebulski came up to you and said, hey, Colin, I love your work. I want you to do whatever you want. Pitch me what character you want to do.
Oh, jeez, that's... See, there's some things that I think would be fun subject matter as far as like doing any sort of Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, right? Especially with where the story's at now, with how they treat characters would be a lot of fun. But then that's a lot of techie gadgets and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a pain in the ass. Spider-Man would be a lot of fun because just the type of character that you can play around with. But I want to draw those webs on the, like, on his costume. Like, whoever designed Spider-Man was probably shooting himself, like, weeks in, being like, why did I put all these webs on him?
You're right.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Okay, fair enough. You don't need to answer it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Spidey's a good one. You know, like, you want to go for the classic, right? Like, Spider-Man, I don't know, who else? I'm trying to think, like, what would suit you? Oh man, I don't know. I think just maybe because of the fantasy setting of spirits, I'd love to see you on like something more magic based, like, I don't know, like Raven or, Titans maybe a little bit, like a Madame Xanadu, like something like that, something a little more offbeat.
Right. Yeah, no, that would definitely be fun. I mean, but then again, I think I would really enjoy doing Hulk.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
There's just something about a large, bulky dude just destroying shit. Sounds like.
Yeah, I agree. Have you read the new?
Just like playing around with the transformation, like having a full page, like, you know, him morphing into the Hulk would be fun.
I agree. Have you read the new Hulk book that came out?
No, I haven't. I'm gonna be very honest, not very up to date on reading comics.
That's fair enough. It is it is a little creepy. They're turning it almost into like a horror type book.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it's very well done though. Very well done.
Okay.
All right, let's why don't you, we've been talking for 30 minutes. We've barely talked about your book. Give like a 30 second pitch for what your book's about. Spirits, the Soul Collector.
Okay, so Spirits of Soul Collector follows a young boy, Will Thompson, on his way to his grandmother's house. Him and his brother go there. Things go wrong. And then basically Will is thrust into the spirit world to find and rescue his young brother, Soul. He is guided along the way by a badass female character, Nora. And Spirits is, the concept of Spirits is that it's, everything around us has an essence, associated with it, right? So every water like every body of water, there'll be water spirits. You know, where there's mountain spirits. Where there's light spirits. And sometimes these spirits get along, but sometimes they don't. And the concept of that itself is a very old. It's based off the old belief of animism.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love ancient religion. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's we realized when we were developing concepts and everything that this would be a very accessible, like people love hidden world stories, right?
Yep.
Harry Potter is a great example of it. People want to see that something, they think the world is more magical than it really is, and they want to have that like step in, like the door is like open for them in a way, you know? And I think focusing on, like, we kicked around the idea of, like, oh, do we consider, like, the old ancient, like, pantheons, you know, do we have Poseidon in there? And we realized that's kind of been done.
Yeah.
And it's been done a lot, you know? I mean, even if you look at, what, like, Thor, right? Like, Thor is just taking a Norse belief and being like, okay, what if he's real? Like, how would this work, you know? And you kind of create all that versus us just being able to kind of create the characters that'll suit our story better versus it becoming like predictable in that sense, you know? And so maybe, you know, our earth, or rather our like, you know, ocean spirit, like our ocean elder might have once been considered Poseidon in our like spirit verse. It's a she, and so she's not, you know?
Right.
But there's, I don't know, it's been really interesting trying to like develop this world, and this world makes sense, but then we're also saying it exists now. And so in season two, we start seeing a lot of stranger and stranger spirit types, you know? Like in season one, you see emotion spirits, right? Like if there's too much emotion in the room, like one of these guys might show up. And so then if you kind of like extrapolate that further, then like, where there's technology spirits, you know? And so our story gets weird and crazy. And we're trying to, I guess, essentially bring animism to, like, the modern day.
Yeah, I think the scene that you just mentioned was one of my favorites. When Nanny is at home, after she's taken care of Kenny. It's Kenny, right? The younger brother?
Yeah.
Okay. After she's taken care of Kenny, she goes back home, and there's that one spirit in there, Riven. Who is very mysterious and super awesome character design. But then you start seeing the emotion spirits pop up, and I was like, what's going on here? Like, is that her ability, or like, is something else going on? Later on, when Nora and Will go to, meet up with this light spirit, Lux, we learn what they are, and it was like, it was so awesome because it wasn't explained the first time they happened, but then Nora starts talking about it and explaining it, and I was like, okay. Now it all makes sense, you know, and I like seeing those moments in stories where, the stuff that you're seeing doesn't pay off immediately. It requires you to continue diving into the story to get all the pieces. But yeah, that was one of my favorite scenes. And I don't know what the deal is with Riven, but she was freaking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's, we've tried to do that a lot in the story of, so with that scene in particular, you know, Riven is the focus. And so people are asking questions about Riven, but then there's these weird things that are showing up. And so while people are going to ask about them, we realized we needed, okay, when like the emotion spirits will start to like continue to play out. And so we needed to introduce them early. And so there's a lot of ideas that we had. We're like, okay, we need to introduce this now so that it's not just coming out of left field, you know? Mm-hmm. And probably one of my favorite parts about Webtoon is that every week when we release the episode, we then get to see like comments from people figuring out the story. And so we, like this past episode, the one that came out last Thursday, was a pretty big reveal. And instantly some people are just like piecing together the story and figuring it out. I'm like, wow, like people are getting as deep into the story as we were hoping they would, you know,
right.
Picking up elements from like the first few episodes and like, you know, remembering them and carrying them all the way through. And I mean, both Joe and I are very big on stories like that. Like we loved Westworld and how intricate that story was told. Mm-hmm. we loved Harry Potter, even like anything that kind of like has this continual buildup with like a lot of mystery and like the elements within. But we knew, so one of our biggest gripes with Harry Potter is the Horcruxes, right?
Right.
If the Horcruxes were so important, it took, she clearly didn't have an idea about the Horcruxes until way later. Otherwise, she would have started introducing them earlier. This is how it's going to make sense. You know what I mean? And sometimes the Harry Potter books feel too disjointed in a way. Mm-hmm. That like she introduces something that's only important to that book, but if it was introduced before, it would have like the entire 7 books would have flowed much better. I don't know.
Well, I think it would also make it seem like it matters a little bit more, right? If you had something hinting at it previously.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think the when you have the big payoff, it's when I think the story really makes the most sense, right? Because you can start piecing those things together. Yeah, I dig that.
Right.
Did you guys like purposely make this kind of an all ages story? Because I have 2 kids. I have a 14-year-old and a 7-year-old. I had my 14-year-old start reading this yesterday, and I haven't reported back, so I don't know what her thoughts on it yet. But I know she got through a good chunk of it and enjoyed it. So it was that a conscious choice, or is that just the way that it came out with the subject matter?
A little bit of both. I mean, I think we both grew up reading stories that were kind of like this. And I don't think we've stopped. You know, in adulthood, I fell in love with Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And we definitely bounce back and forth the age of Will and the age of Nora. There was one time when Will was much younger and Nora was much older. Actually, in our first run of we did, Nora actually looked entirely different. She was an adult and completely different character design. And I realized like we should bring them closer in age so that they do that. It's less of like a mother and son relationship and more of like an older sister, younger brother relationship, you know? That way like their bickering would have made a little bit more sense and not like this adult just being mean to like a little kid, you know? we really wanted to play off of each other with like their different personalities and everything. But no, I think it always was an all-age fantasy, especially, yeah, I guess there wasn't at any point that we thought, well, because I guess Will is, you know, I think he's a 12-year-old boy. We have him at 12, and there was no way for us, like when we talked about it, if it was adults or something, it just didn't make sense. You know, it wasn't one of the stories that could really play out of, because I think with the innocence of children being able to like, oh, there is, even something like Toy Story that like people that hidden back to the hidden world stories, I think they're more accessible to children. And I don't think just because it's presented as an all ages fantasy that you're cutting out like necessarily anyone, you know?
Yeah.
There are times that we worry about the story getting too complicated or too creepy or otherwise hitting on things that might be too adult. But I don't know. We're throwing it out there. You know, we are our own editors for the most part, so we don't have, like, you know, test groups or editors or like producers that are like, no, you guys are pushing it too far in one direction. You know, it's not child-friendly enough.
Sure.
And so we're just seeing, I think in a lot of ways we're writing stories that we would have liked to have read when we were young. So.
No, that's cool. No, I mean, from the influences that you've talked about, it makes perfect sense that this is the kind of story that you're telling, right? I mean, it's obviously something that you guys are enjoying doing, so.
Yeah. It's just even fun sitting around with us talking, like, you know, getting into theoretical stuff of like, well, how does this work? You know, and even though we're talking about, you know, this made up fantasy world, in a lot of ways, we're still talking about our worlds. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, so when we're talking about rain spirits, we're like, well, how does rain form? You know? It's like, okay, well, there's dust particles in the clouds that then, like, get collected. So is it a purely water spirit then, or does it have, like, earth elements to it, you know?
Right.
And so, like, these are conversations we've had. and so we continue this when it comes to, like, any other number of things that are like, okay, like, well, is that exclusively? And so I guess something, okay, so looking at the Avatar series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's based on the four elements, right?
Right.
Well, for whatever reason, they say there's only four elements, and then there's, like, you know, the water only can do water, but then it can do blood. But then can it do mud? Like, can it move mud also? Like, what about mercury? Like, how does mercury work? It's a liquid, but does it, you know, like, I feel like there's so much gray area
right,
in there.
Right.
And we definitely recognize that there is all this gray area in, with, like, all of our elements. And so even though we have divisions of light, dark, like, you know, plant, animal, fire, water, but that was a big argument we had for a while was, he was like, well, we have to have a fire, like, of our groupings of spirits, well, there's fire spirits and there's light spirits. I was like, well, I don't know, man. Pretty sure fire is a light spirit.
Well, it could be an air spirit, too.
Right, it could be an air spirit, too. And I was like, but they're kind of short-lived, so I feel like they wouldn't be treated as well as the regular light spirits, but they would be, like, definitely their own, but, you know, they're not really... And so, I don't know, it's just nice having those conversations that makes you kind of really examine the world around you as far as elements.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the conversation you need to have, right? If you want to have this really well-fledged out world that you can tell the story that you want to tell, you have to understand how it works. Otherwise, you can't tell your story properly.
Right, right. And but again, back to it, that means we have to understand our world properly.
Sure.
And so that's taking some, you know... deep Wikipedia wormholes.
Those are very dangerous, by the way.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. I really dug what I've read so far. Like I said, I backed the Kickstarter, and I hope anybody listening also checks it out. You still got a couple weeks left on it. So I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I know I've tweeted it out a couple times. So I hope people check it out. Sorry, you broke up. What'd you say?
Oh, I said, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem, no problem. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you and your work?
So my website is colinwaller.com. My Instagram and Twitter handle is @drawingupastorm. And then you can find the Spirits comic on Webtoon. You can download the app, just type in Spirits. We're pretty easy to find.
Awesome. Colin, I do wish you the best of luck on this.
Thank you.
I think you've still got plenty of time where I believe that you'll make it, and I'm hoping I can help you make it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I want to see this. I want to thank Colin again for joining me on the podcast. It was a pleasure to have him on and talk about this book. I really, really dug it. And I think you will too if you give it a chance. You can get more information on the book, of course, at spiritscomic.com. You can go to colinlawler.com and check out everything Colin's doing. I highly recommend it, by the way. His original art on there is freaking fantastic. And of course, Kickstarter. Go to kickstarter.com, search for Spirits and Soul Collector, and check it out. Give it a chance. I think you will all dig it. That will wrap it up for this episode of Comic Talk Today. Thanks again for joining me. Best place to reach me, of course, is Twitter @GeekVine. You can email nerdylegion@gmail.com. I will be back tomorrow with the first episode of Secret Origins, and I'll be tackling Catwoman. I'll see you then.